Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you know, it's one thing if a child has an autism spectrum disorder, and it's another thing if they have this disorder and they are not getting the services that they need. And some of that could be racial differences. Are they getting the specialty services that they need that we hope that all children will get? And that's really what this is about. My guest is Dr. Sarah Beth Broderfingert. She's a pediatrician at Massachusetts General Hospital for Children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Broderfingert. So let's speak about this study a little. What is the message of it? What is it we're supposed to take away from this study about racial differences with the autism spectrum disorders?
Yeah, first I want to say thanks for having me. I listen to your show all the time. And so the real takeaway message is that kids with autism do have other medical comorbidities more common than kids without autism. So we know kids have neurologic disorders such as seizure disorder. They're more likely to have constipation or other gastrointestinal issues. They're more likely to have anxiety or depression. And what we wanted to look at is when those children are being evaluated for these types of disorders, are there any differences by race or ethnicity? And we found pretty profound differences. We found that white children are, in general, 2 to 3 times more likely to be referred and to get testing for these comorbidities than African-American or Hispanic children.
So when we think of the comorbidities, the things that go along with the autism spectrum disorders and the services that they're talking about, the services that are included, things that you need, what are we talking about? Like, you know, gastrointestinal issues, you mentioned depression, so there's mental health issues, psychology, counseling, all those kinds of things?
Exactly. So the first thing we wanted to look at is, are these kids actually seeing the specialist in that field? So if you have chronic constipation, generally you'd go see a gastrointestinal doctor. Or if there's a concern you might be having seizures, you'd see a neurologist. So we looked at those specialists. We look at neurologists, gastrointestinal doctors, or gastroenterologists, and we looked at psychiatry and psychologists. And we found that there were pretty big differences by race, ethnicity, and whether or not children were seeing those specialty doctors. So, as I mentioned, white children were generally 2 to 3 times more likely to see any of those doctors. And then we think that usually you end up seeing those doctors, and then they make the evaluation and decide you need some sort of further testing. So, for example, you have gastrointestinal problems, you need a colonoscopy or an endoscopy, or there's concerns you might be having seizures, you need an EEG to determine if you're having seizure activity.
So
we then looked at those.
Go on.
Oh, I was just going to say, so we then also looked at those procedures that would really be the next step in figuring out what's going on, and we also found really quite large differences in a lot of the procedures that children might need to receive.
So, okay, you found these differences. Now, do you attribute this, and I know some of this is just conjecture or theory, to the fact that the services are not available in maybe the urban areas that these children reside? Is it that insurance is probably little or none? Is it that there's no doctors in those areas in those particular specialties, neurologists, gastroenterologists, these kinds of things?
Right. So first, we were able to adjust for insurance type in our analysis. So we think that whether or not you have insurance is not really the issue here, that something else is going on. I think whether or not you have insurance certainly would affect the outcome, but we were able to look at whether or not the differences existed even when everyone sort of was even on the insurance factor, and we still found these large differences. So what we think, and as you said, there really needs to be more work to figure out why this is happening, but we really think that there are two major issues. One of them is at a doctor level. So we think that physicians need to be thinking of this and be trained better on looking for these other medical issues related to autism. And the concern is that for whatever reason, physicians aren't as aware and are not referring their minority patients as frequently as they should be and are potentially referring their white patients more often. And there could be multiple reasons for that. And then the second point is that we really think that the community and the families need to be aware, more aware of these issues as well, so that they can be coming in and saying, I think something is going on with my child, and I know that my child has autism and constipation is quite common. Could that be what's happening?
So the first thing that you would tell parents, whether they are white parents or minority parents, is know, and pediatricians, you're saying, know the side things that go along with the comorbidities of autism spectrum disorders. Know the wide array of things that can be going on, whether it's mental or physiological, things that go along with autism. Know the array of those things so you can watch for them and then be able to alert your pediatrician.
Exactly. And we anecdotally, as a physician, we see all the time parents come in and they say, my child was acting out and having behaviors, and everyone told me, oh, that's just his autism behaviors. And then we cured his constipation, and actually things got a little bit better for him. And maybe he was trying to express pain, but we didn't realize it. So when your child has a change in behavior or something's different, you want to be thinking, is maybe this is autism related, but maybe it's comorbidity related. Maybe it's a sleep disorder that we didn't realize your child has. And if we improve his sleep, that some of these issues are going to get a little bit better. Or, like I mentioned, constipation. Maybe he's having chronic constipation. We want to keep that in mind and treat it if it's there.
Okay, so the first thing is know all of those comorbidities. Know what goes along with the autism spectrum disorders. Make sure your pediatrician is fully aware of those as well. And now, really, what do you want to say about the implications moving forward to ensure that children have the access they need? So you want pediatricians to be more trained in these, you know, comorbidities you want. But what about the minorities? What about getting them these access, maybe having a Spanish-speaking translator, someone that can say your child needs to see a neurologist or needs to have a colonoscopy?
Yes, I think that's very true. I think that, like I said, we really want to think about this from the doctor level. So we want to make sure that doctors are aware that this discrepancy exists so that they can say, okay, I have a non-English speaking parent who's in my office with a child with autism right now. And I know that for some reason, a lot of the comorbid conditions these children have, they're not being evaluated as well in this population. And how can I make sure that there's not a communication problem with this patient and therefore I'm missing something here? And then also, we really want to make sure that families are aware that this exists as well. So if you are a parent and you're African-American or you're Hispanic and you have a child with autism, you want to be thinking to yourself, wait a minute, is there something that I haven't gotten for my child? And bring this up with your doctor and make sure that everything is really being fully evaluated.
And that's where those disparities lie, Dr. Broderfingert, because I think that that's how, you know, we see these healthcare disparities all around. And, you know, hopefully as the reform comes in and more people are covered and they understand what coverage means and what it can do for them, hopefully some of that will clear its way up in the mire of what's going on.
Yes, and I think autism is particularly complicated because when it comes to these medical issues, there's not one standard of care. If you have an ear infection, there's sort of, every doctor knows how to treat an ear infection. You do this, and then you do that, and you kind of know. But with autism, it's not as though you can go and look up the standard of care for sleep disorders and autism. Those are really still being developed right now. So as both a parent and a physician, you have to be more aggressive and really trying to figure out what's going on. And sometimes, as a doctor, you have to be a little more creative in really identifying these issues, since it's not a standardized treatment.
Okay, and that's really the main message, is that we all have to be aware of the things, and so that we can get the best care for our children without the disparities and access for all children. That's really what it's about here on Healthy Children at Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.